and welcome to Just Another Magnet Monday podcast, our very first episode. This is Molly Pat Eystone with Marketing and Communications, and I'm also here with the lovely Chief Nursing Officer, Carol Perry. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Molly. This is fun.
Yes. We are so excited to be here. We have lots of good stuff coming your way over the next 10 weeks. Every week, we're releasing a podcast where we talk about all of the things, all things nursing, nursing at Stormont Vale, resiliency, anything you can think of, we're going to talk about it. We're also going to use this podcast to help us all get ready for the magnet survey visit that's coming up. So all of this is for you to help us learn about communication, how we're communicating with each other, and all of the things that go on at Stormont Vale. We also have Jill Hunt here.
Hi, Molly.
We're excited to have you. So you work on 5 North.
Yes.
We are just going to have an absolutely great conversation today. So we're excited that you're listening. Thank you for being here. All right. First things first, this episode to get our season one started. Season one, episode one is called Who in the Healthcare is Carol Perry? All things Carol to get us going.
That cracks me up. So as I think who in the healthcare is Carol Perry, I think about someone that's been here a very long time and knew from the very beginning that that I am a natural health caregiver. When I look in the mirror, I see somebody that, yes, is a nurse, but I want to deliver kind, compassionate care. And just the way that I get to know people is about who they are, what's important to them, and how I can make them feel better about what they do. Because I think everybody, no matter what their role or position is, they have a lot to offer. So I think, who am I? I am someone that wants to lift somebody up just like I would want somebody to lift my family up or my kids up. And I can tell you that being here with Jill is a privilege of mine because she is who I am also. And that's I'm here because of the people that give day in and day out to our patients and community. I was born and raised in Topeka. I've been at this organization 42 plus years. I've been a student nurse and then a nurse here, chief nurse for 23 years. Anyone knows they can get another job. I'm here because I want to be in because of the people I love and care about, and I'm awed each day at the people like Jill and the nurses that give and give, and then all the other healthcare team members. I just look at nursing in a little bit different way because of their role.
Yeah, and talk about how nursing has evolved as well over the years as a whole and at Stormont too.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when I look back, when I was first at the bedside, you know, there was more probably of a hierarchy of nursing, physician, and how we took orders and how care was delivered. And I see today that healthcare has evolved by seeing that every team member has a very specific role. And each person is trying to function at their highest level, and knowing each other's roles is much more important than it used to be. It was the physician would give an order, the nurses would carry it out. That's still some of how it functions today, but we know we all need each other to carry out the whole continuum of care. And so I think that the role of each individual has changed, but the complexity of the family, the complexity of the multi-medical issues, it's just a much tougher job. And you don't get admitted to the hospital unless you're very, very sick and there's a good reason to admit you. And that's based upon medical necessity and regulatory.
And a lot more has been placed on the nurse as a role, too, supporting family who's there, and especially over the last 2 years, we learned a lot of that through COVID as well.
That's true. Through this last couple years, the role of the nurse has changed significantly, and the nurse played the role of the family. They played the role of the communicator. They were the ones getting in and out of protective equipment. A lot of times we didn't let anybody else at the bedside except the nurse, and they played multiple hats for every professional role there is. And that was hard to watch and see how that played and weighed heavy on the nurses. But that's, again, that's one reason I'm still here, because I want to create an environment that shows the nurses that it does matter. It matters each and every contact, each and every interaction you have with patients and families. And I believe we have the absolute best here.
I do too, that's for sure. So who in the healthcare is Carol Perry? We have to ask you rapid fire questions. Of course.
Of course.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is your favorite season?
Spring.
What's your favorite flower?
Roses. I like the roses that are multicolored. Like the same rose is white and pink and red.
Oh, that's hard to find.
Yeah, my husband's good at it.
Oh, he has to be.
He accidentally ordered 4 dozen of roses instead of 2 dozen for Valentine's Day this. And I did tell my husband, I'm not dying, it's just Valentine's Day. You have to know my husband to find this hilarious. The house smelled so aromatic, it was lovely.
Oh, that's great. What would you say is your favorite sport?
Oh, without a doubt, it's softball.
Do you have any secret talents?
Oh, gosh. Well, nothing I can really talk about. No, I'm teasing you. I told you I was hilarious. No, you know, my secret talent is laughter. I crack up. I love to laugh at silly things. And, you know, people, I have a very dry sense of humor. So people that don't know me very well, I'll say something and they kind of look at me like, is she joking? Did she really just say that? And then they'll realize, I said it was a joke. And then we just start cracking up. So my husband will say, I'm the Will Rogers. I can talk to anybody. He's an introvert. I'm totally an extrovert. I don't care who you are. I can come up and talk to you. I think that's my talent is getting to know people and then making them feel good about wherever they're at and getting to know them. And I got a new best friend today that, you know, I'll say, you're my new BFF.
I'm Carol Perry's best friend.
You are. Today you are. And she's got a lot of them.
Where would people find you on a Sunday afternoon?
You would find me several places. You might find me at a coffee shop with a friend. You might find me always with a grandkid somewhere. If they have a sporting event, then I would probably be at volleyball or basketball, soccer in the, you know, in the right season. Or depending on what I've done all week, I might be under a blanket reading a book or in the lounge chair and just taking a little nap. It's a wide spectrum depending on what's going on and what my opportunities are.
Yeah.
And so I just say, okay, today this is what I'm gonna do.
Do you have any kids?
I do. So between my husband and I, we have 4 children, 6 grandchildren. And so we have Carrie and Keith that live in Austin, and Katie and Zach are older grandkids there. And Christopher lives in San Francisco. My daughter lives in town, and I have Oliver and Luca that live in Topeka, grandkids. And then Luke, my baby, is in Michigan, and he has Noah and Eleonora. So I'm very blessed. Family means everything to me, and I don't think family's just blood. I feel like Storant's family, and I go deep in love. I love people up because you don't know what tomorrow brings, so you better love today. So kids and family, they're kind of all over, and my husband is a retired physician, so he supports healthcare. And he would tell you that the nurse is the leader of healthcare and the care manager. And he said, I might have given orders. And he was a long-term physician that worked in the acute care at that time. They didn't have health connections and all the support services that we have. But he would say, absolutely, the nurse was the leader of the patient care.
So what got you into healthcare then? Obviously, you both have been involved your whole lives. But what was it for you that you were like, I just got to be a nurse?
You know, my parents would tell you that I just naturally am a caregiver. You know, I would see somebody that needed something and I'd go over and ask them if they were okay. I like holistic care. I like taking care of people. I like body, mind, spirit, soul, and figuring out what's really going on with people. I love to make people feel better about themselves. And that's given back to me tenfold every time I care about somebody. And then they look at you like, I don't know what I would have done without you. That fills my soul. That makes me happy. And I know I've made a difference. Then when you become a leader, you don't feel that same connection with the patient all the time, but you feel that connection with the staff that you know you've created an environment that you want them to feel that every interaction they have makes a difference in somebody's life.
What do you feel like has been your biggest accomplishment in your career thus far?
I would probably say magnet designation. And I don't say that because I think you have to have a verification to show you're great. I think that the verification itself is validation of how incredible the people are that work in this organization. And until we started evaluating the standards. I'm like, we meet that standard. We meet that standard. We already do that. And it was this gap analysis that says, this organization is Magnet. We just don't know it. And we have to get it out there, and we have to go through this process. And then it's a journey that never stops. You just keep on it, and you get better and better. It never ends, and you have to continue to build on where you're at to continue. But Magnet is not just nursing. It's through the American Nurses Credential, but nobody can do anything on their own, and it takes the entire team to make this happen. So I'm proud of a Magnet designation. I am very proud of the team, and the nurses are incredible nurses, but this pushes us to evaluate day in and day out, how do we get a little bit better for our patients, from quality, safety, all the components we'll talk about.
Yeah, and that it all goes back to the patient every time in all of our conversations, which is so cool. What brings you joy as a nurse?
I grew up in this community, and I get joy from knowing that the people that I love and that I've known since I was a child, that my parents knew, my grandparents knew, they choose Stormont because of the quality of care, the trust in the caregivers, the trust in just my family. Carol works there. Carol has the best, because Carol tells everybody how the best physicians, the best PT, the best, but absolutely the best nurses. I think when we look at Magnet, we have to understand that we've already got this badge of honor by the designations. The nurses and the team needs to realize they are the best, and they need to feel that and be able to brag and celebrate through all the hards, the ups and downs. They are the best. And if they don't take that as understanding, they're second to none worldwide in the healthcare we deliver, then we're missing an opportunity to know how much we make a difference in others' lives.
For sure. And we have one of the best with us.
That's true.
Point blank example. So Jill, talk about what you do at Stormont Vail and what keeps you coming back here each and every day.
I'm a registered nurse on 5 North at Stormont Vail, and I just feel that everyone works together as a team there, and I really like that, just all the way from housekeeping on up. I feel like everyone communicates fairly well, and just helping the patient feel better and knowing that I have support behind me in helping to reach that goal.
And so what brings you joy each day as a nurse, especially in today's world?
Just seeing the collaboration of nursing and the teamwork of everybody at Stormont.
So let's go into a little bit about Magnet. So Stormont has been Magnet designated since 2009. So 3 times. We're going for redesignation for the 4th time. So a really, really big accomplishment. But talk about the why it's such a big accomplishment.
So to me, the why is constantly looking at the excellence in nursing care and the standards that push us. Do we meet those standards? Do we exceed those standards? And it's a continual journey. It's not a one-time get verified and then, okay, we don't need to worry about that for another 4 years. It's constantly looking at evidence that shows that we use evidence-based practice. We use shared governance, which now we are using professional governance, interdisciplinary team, like Jill said, to accomplish the best care across the system. But it is a continual journey of saying, where are we at today? Where can we improve? We look at best practices. We look at the experts doing the job. And we're constantly evaluating our processes and using our experts, not just clinically. We have the clinical experts, but we also have a lot of other team members like PECS to help us use tools to evaluate, this is where we're at today, and this is where we're at as we move forward. And we can incrementally show we're moving towards the outcomes that we're needing to get to exceed the standards for Magnet facilities throughout the world. Magnet, why? It is the gold standard. It is the ultimate recognition, not just for nurses, but an organization as a whole, because it is through the American Nurses Credentialing Center. Nurses are the largest number of professionals in a healthcare system. Nurses are care managers. They take all the pieces and parts that professionals add to a plan, but the nurse's role is to communicate the overall plan to the patients and families, and communicate to the doctor what the RT said, communicate to the family, you know, the progress the patient's making from a physical strength standpoint, from PTOT. But the nurse's role is to be the care manager. And that's why it's important that we have MAGNET. It's that major role of the registered nurse working at the highest level. But none of us can do anything alone. We need every professional, every person, like Jill said, no matter what your role is, working together to accomplish the best experience for the patient at every touch point.
And Jill, when patients hear, you know, MAGNET designation, they might be confused. They don't know what this does for them or what this means for them, this accomplishment. So what would you say it does for the patient or the impact of being a MAGNET designated organization for the patient?
Just having better patient outcomes on their overall care medically and having better retention for nursing and recruitment also.
Kind of like give them the confidence of having best of the best.
Yeah.
Here caring for them too. What is your proof that MAGNET accreditation helps patients and nurses? Kind of like we were just saying, do you think that, you know, there's more to the pie than the obvious answer?
I do, and I'm looking at Jill because I think she and I would say the same thing, but, you know, our profession defines nurse-sensitive indicators and what really are the parameters from excellence that nurses own and we can make a huge difference on. And that is prevention of falls, prevention of catheter-associated infections, lines, you know, when you put a line in, no infections in the lines that you have in a patient, skin integrity, and all those things that nurses assess and are evaluating because they're the 24/7 eyes on the patient. And even in an ambulatory environment, these things apply that nurses are ultimately, their eyes are watching all these things, and they can make a huge difference on prevention of infection, prevention of falls, prevention of breakdown of the skin. And those are the things that we are exceeding standards on. We're compared to a national data bank that's worldwide, and we exceed the standards for MAGNET hospitals. So we score very high on those. Now, where we don't, we look at it and see, evaluate with a team, and say, what other best practices are out there? What aren't we doing? And how do we work towards exceeding those standards? So Jill and her department, and Jill can sure speak to it, but she will know, what's our fall rate? How, you know, what are we doing to prevent falls? What are we doing with a new product that will prevent skin breakdown? How are we using everything we can to control the things that the person that's assessing that patient continually can do to deliver the highest standard of care? Because all those things can cause huge complications, which will keep a patient in the hospital and from progressing to the outcomes that we need for discharge.
And Jill, you work with fall prevention.
Yes.
Specifically. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Just recently, we have changed like bed alarms. And mm-hmm. So one of the things recently we've been doing is on our admission or your shift, beginning of your shift, is making sure all those bed alarms, chair alarms are on and help to prevent falls for patients. And then even like with the pressure injuries, the HAPPIs, we're doing 4i assessments on admissions, and that's helping to control and keep down those pressure injuries for hospital-acquired patients, doing Q2 turns on them, just making sure you're checking on your patient at all times.
And I think that goes to show for us, too, for our organization, you're always putting the patient first. You know, we're implementing these improvements and all these things, but it really is, it all goes back to providing that quality so that we can help prevent these problems from happening. So let's talk about the different MAGNET organization structures.
We are, at Stormont, we are a systems verification, and that's for the acute care environment and for the ambulatory procedural area. So when MAGNET is here, they will come to the acute care, but they'll want to talk to nurses in the GI center and the ambulatory environment also, some of the clinics, heart center. So it is a systems verification that we have. At this point, with just adding on Flint Hills with the new campus there, they aren't going to be included in this designation, but we will immediately start implementing all the shared governance councils and all the things that we do so that when we redesignate again, it will be an expansion of the campuses that we have.
And talk about the chief nursing officer being represented at the executive
Thank
level.
Thank you. So, yes, in my role, I am indirectly or directly, every single nurse reports to me. So that's clearly defined as the senior vice president and chief nurse, even though a nurse might report to someone outside of me directly, indirectly, it comes to me because no matter where a patient's at through our system, say a patient is getting dialysis in intensive care, and then they progress and they move to 5 North. It's my responsibility to say that our standards and our protocol, that patient will get the same standard of care no matter where they're at in our system. Therefore, that's my job, is to make sure that unless there is justified variance, no matter where you're at in our system, the same standards, the same protocols, the same best practices will be utilized for that patient throughout our system.
And Carol, something else I think is really great about you in your role specifically is that you have direct contact with clinical nurses. Jill, you probably have experienced this before, is that Carol makes her door wide open for everybody. So talk about how nurses can get to you. You personally go through every email.
I do. And, you know, I smiled when I thought about asking, you know, how can I prove that clinical nurses can contact me? And I thought it would take me about 2 seconds to invite somebody up my office and just start with my emails.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, that's so important to me. And when you said, how do I get, you know, what gives me joy in my role? I do. It is about relationship and connection with staff. And so you can get a hold of me through email. You can get a hold of me through my cell phone. The operator can get a hold of me, and they could show you how often they get a hold of me. And I can tell you that Nancy Hopkins, my administrator, she's been in her role a little over a year, and she'll say, I take calls for you all the time, and I don't see that with everybody else. And I'm like, oh, no, they're busy in a different, you know, but I just have so many staff, and I want people to call. And so Nancy's an extension to me. She's starting to get to know everyone, and she's recruiting nurses, and everywhere she goes, she's like, I want you to be a nurse. And so that's fun. You can get a hold of Nancy. You can come to my door, and Nancy will say, hey, somebody needs to see you. And I think it should take priority over what you're doing. So she's already realizing that nothing's more important to me than trying to deal with somebody that needs something immediately. And then the emails, and of course, my cell phone. But I think connection and having a closeness and being able to look people in the eye, that means a lot to me. And I think the sheer numbers could prove itself pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's what I love, and it's why I do it. I love to make rounds, and I just want to be close to people. Even if I don't know them, I want to get to know them.
Right. And Jill, do you feel like being on the floor and being at the bedside, talk about how you feel that support from your chief nursing officer?
Yeah, I can give an example of a day that I had a rough situation on our floor, and we just had a debrief about it. And then that afternoon, the person that walked in was Carol Perry, just to come check on me and make sure that I was okay. And that just meant a lot to me.
Aww.
That means a lot to me too.
It's so important to know that you have each other and to keep you doing what you're doing every day, because it gets rough pretty quickly. We're all here doing this podcast, you know, reaching our teams, trying to help the organization get ready for the magnet visit specifically as well. So what is really important for you guys to communicate to your teams?
I can start a little bit. I think, first of all, the survey process, there'll be surveyors that will come, and they'll want to talk to the staff. They'll want to talk to physicians. They'll want to talk to community members. And they're going to ask us a lot of very specific questions. Why do we work here? You know, do we feel like we have the support of each other? Do we understand each other's roles? Why do we believe in professional governance? And those things we can easily answer. But I think the moment Jill and I just had is really what separates us out. And that's what Magnet's talking about, that close, not just professional connection of nurse caring about nurse. I'm in a different role. Jill's on the front line dealing with things. and the spur of the moment. She's smart. She's making a decision with what she's faced with every second. And if I can come up and try to listen and show her I care, and if we can make a difference immediately with a change that we need to make, or Justin's there, or if we can get everybody involved to say, we don't want this happening again, how do we improve safety, equality, then that makes us such a close team that said, we're not perfect, but this is something we don't want happening again, or this is something that we can make better. And then it tells Jill that she's highly valued, and that the day in and day out care she gives, it makes a difference. And that's my joy.
I agree. I just feel like even if when Magnet is there coming around to us, and if we don't know that answer, we just let them know that we will find somebody that will know that answer. Just helping each other out.
For people who maybe haven't gone through the Magnet visit before, would you tell them, you might be nervous, don't be nervous, it's fine? Kind of what prep would you tell people who haven't gone through it before?
Being at Stormont for the last 9 years, I feel like there's always somebody, like your nurse manager, your director, somebody there that will help you out if you don't know that answer. But there's not really any reason to be nervous about it. They're just wanting to know how we do day to day.
Okay, Carol, what is something that people should know about you that they probably don't?
Well, they know, the one thing I always say is I'm hilarious, and they know that because I've been here 40 years, and I always say something that that shows that, oh gosh, she's a ding-dong, but she can come out of it pretty quickly. I think that people should know that I would help anybody. My love is that I have friends from every aspect of life, and man, I just can fit in with whomever I'm with because I crack up with every different personality style, and I just love to learn from everyone. And so sometimes people think I'm a little, I don't know, they don't know who's inside of me and my desire to learn. And so I think no matter who you are, I want to get to know you and be close to you for what you have to offer.
People don't know which Carol they're going to get.
They're going to get a different Carol every time. But I do want to, I always want to make nursing proud of me. I do know that. So yeah. The professional side will always try to make nursing proud.
Of course, and you do. Jill, what is something that people know about Carol? What's the word on the street about Carol? Since this is who in the healthcare is Carol Perry.
Everyone probably would say she's the chief of nursing officer.
Is there anything else that you guys wanted to talk about? First episode, what's ahead? Anything you want? This is your chance to get it out to your teams and people who are on the floor. You want people to know as we head down this road.
I want to say one last thing, and that as the surveyors are here, we're celebrating our designation and who we are. I think every single person will know the right thing to say. No one has to be nervous about anything. This is our opportunity to shine. It's very different than Joint Commission asking us, how do you sterilize, or how do you do this, or how you do that? So I want to say to everybody, this is our time to shine, have fun. You will know the answers. Tell them why you love what you do, what we're doing at Shared Governance to try to make it better. We all have a say. We're invested in this organization, and there's just no pressure. This is a time to celebrate who we are, what we do, and how we have made a huge difference in patients' lives.
I would just say, and if you don't know, then you can just email Carol Perry.
She'll get right back to you.
I'll get right back. Or Nancy will, one of the two. And if I don't, email me again.
There you go. Okay, well, we have lots in store for season one, just another Magnet Monday podcast. So let's talk about what else we're going to go over in the next 9 weeks. Staffing, clinical nurse involvement in decisions, evidence-based practices, professional development, visibility and leadership, and our small moments culture. So we have a lot coming your way, lots of good conversation. So thank you both for being here for episode one.
It was fun. Thank you.
It's been a good one.
Thanks,
okay.
Jill.
We will talk to you next week. We're going to be talking about professional governance and being a voice of influence. So thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.